Coming up, we're going to be talking about how Disney Plus has gone green. We'll also be talking about the future of The Acolyte and much more. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. Hi, it's Roger here from whatsondisneyplus.com. It's time for a quick Disney Plus news roundup. Let's start off with talking about how Disney Plus has gone green, because you might have noticed this morning when you fired up your Disney Plus app that it looks a little bit different. There's now a green icon for Disney Plus. Now, it looks like the app update has been taking place on different app stores at different times. Different ones are going through. So far we've seen it on Roku, and I've also seen it on Microsoft and LG. My Apple TV updated as well. However, my PlayStation 5 hasn't done it as of yet, and my phone hasn't done it. So it seems to be rolling through. So when you log into Disney Plus, it looks pretty much the same. It's just now got this like greeny blue hue. If you kind of take a photograph of it, it looks blue for some weird thing. It's a bit like that dress where you can't tell which color it is, which is definitely funky. Some of the like the loading icons and stuff in there are now green rather than blue. However, the website version still seems to be the old version. Yeah, a little bit of a change going on here. Now, I suspect this is all part of the launch of Hulu on Disney Plus. Obviously, it's in beta mode right now in the United States, set to come out of beta mode later this month. So I'm thinking it's going to be pretty soon. And this is all part of the idea of just that blending of the lines and just kind of making people feel like Disney Plus and Hulu are much more interconnected. And I think making it more green is definitely a way of moving forward. This whole thing was actually called Project Hulk, so kind of fitting with the whole green theme. But yeah, so the whole Hulu on Disney Plus thing seems to be coming. I think it's going to be happening very, very soon. Also, what's going to happen is if you aren't even a Hulu subscriber, you're going to start seeing that Hulu hub. You're not going to be able to access the content. It's still going to ask you to become an upgrade for it. Obviously, internationally, we have got the Star Hub. Whether or not that changes to Hulu at the same time, or whether or not they're going to do that 6 months, year down the line, that might not even be happening. But the fact that the green color is gone on global is very interesting. They haven't started updating the social medias or anything like that. Now, this could just be a temporary change to green while this is happening, or it could be permanent. Now, it's not the first time that Disney Plus has changed color. It was originally purple, and then it went to like a blue, and then it slightly changed tone of blue, and now it's gone to green. So it's going for all the different colors. In some ways, it might stand out a little bit more from some of the other apps that are also blue. But yeah, so we're going a little bit green. We're going into the new green era. And so, yeah, going to be interesting to see what happens with this, when it's all going to kind of kick off, if we're going to start getting some announcements about what's going on, because yeah, it would have been maybe a good idea for this to kind of gone out. But like with the launch of Hulu on Disney Plus, when it happened back in December, there was no announcement. It just kind of happened. But yeah, so last night was certainly very interesting. But yeah, at some point, I think there's going to be a little bit more of a change. But yeah, the new green era of Disney Plus has arrived. But let us know what you think. Do you prefer the blue? Do you prefer the green? Let us know in the comments below. Moving on from there, earlier this week, we saw the first trailer for the brand new Disney Plus series, The Acolyte, which is going to be coming out on Disney Plus around the world on the 4th of June with two episodes, with a new episode dropping each and every week. Now, this brand new series is set about 100 plus years before the events of The Phantom Menace, so there's lots of little nods and stuff to what happens in The Clone Wars, but it's kind of set far enough away from there where it's not going to have too much of an impact because, well, ultimately, most of the characters aren't going to be around by the time The Phantom Menace rolls around, though. Hopefully, we might see some little cameos, maybe from like Yoda, that kind of thing. So this is an extension of The High Republic, which they've been covering in comic books and animated series like The Young Jedi Adventures. They've also been working on it with a new film that James Mangold is going to be doing. Even though we haven't seen the first season of the upcoming series, The Acolyte could be a show that sticks around for a while, as the show's creator Leslie Headland spoke with Collider to promote the upcoming series, where she was asked if there could be more than one season of the show, to which she replied, "I would say that when we pitched it, I definitely pitched it as a multi-season show. There are a lot of things at the end of the season that I think are narrative threads that are not tied up for sure. However, I'm the type of writer that is not interested in an emotional cliffhanger. I want you to feel like you've had a particular type of an emotional experience in watching those 8 episodes, because I like rewarding the audiences with that." Now, I definitely think that kind of fits into the idea that this is like a single story, and I think most seasons should be like that. You don't want to kind of get to the end of it and then it's just like leading it open. Now, I think it's a good idea for The Acolyte to maybe become maybe like a proper Disney Plus series that can keep coming back and be revisited, because it's an era that's away from the Skywalker saga. You know, we've saw with most of the series so far have either been set between the classic and the prequel trilogy, or between the classic and the sort of sequel trilogy. And it'd be nice to kind of have something completely away from it, and they can kind of do some different stories, have some different characters that we're not aware of, and kind of do something without all of that kind of baggage and tell some new stories and stuff. So I think it's a good idea. Hopefully enough people watch it, because that's going to be the key thing. If the viewing figures are high enough, then more people will watch it. But looking at the results of the trailer, because Disney has confirmed that it's actually the most watched trailer of any Disney Plus series across all of its different social media platforms, over 50 million views, more than The Mandalorian and other shows. So definitely a lot of people are interested in this. I'm looking forward to it. But let us know, are you excited about The Acolyte? Love to hear your thoughts on this in the comments below. Moving on from there, let's now talk about a brand new film coming out this summer called Alien Romulus. So this is a continuation of the Alien franchise, which obviously is from 20th Century Studios, will be hitting cinemas on August the 14th. Now this, originally I think was supposed to be going to Hulu, but they thought it was so good again, they've put it out in cinemas, which I think is a good call, because this trailer looks fantastic. It's full of that alien kind of thriller horror where you don't know what's going on. They tease the fact that we can see the alien, and I think that's the best thing with Alien, is actually not seeing it so much, keeping it in the dark. Well, the little face huggers running around, and it's creepy, and there's just the whole thing where at one point they just kind of say run. It looks good. I'm looking forward to it. I've been a big fan of Alien. I like Alien and Aliens. The other movies you can kind of give or take, but yeah, this looks like it's going to be a big hit. I'm sure it's the right thing. 20th Century Studios just seem to be knocking out some very interesting films this year, and I'm looking forward to it. I think they're definitely on a roll right now, and yeah, this one just looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. And obviously, once it's been gone for its cinema release, then we can expect it to arrive on Disney Plus and Hulu on Disney Plus in the US later this year. But yeah, Alien Romulus, what did you think of the trailer? Love to hear your thoughts on that in the comments below. In our question of the day, which comes from Jacob, who says, was Disney and Friends supposed to be on Disney Plus after they announced it at the D23 a couple of years ago? So yeah, back at the D23 Expo in 2022 during the Parks panel, they did show off a brand new series, Duffy and Friends, and it's supposed to be coming to Disney Plus. However, as you said, it's been nearly 2 years later and we still haven't seen it. But let's be honest, there was lots of other stuff that was shown off during the D23 that we've not yet seen or anything happened, like that Avengers ride that was shown off and other things, and like the Hulk suit that's just never come back and a whole host of other stuff that, yeah, they were definitely announcing stuff way in the future. So I wouldn't necessarily say that it's not coming. Yeah, but it's especially for like a short with, you would have thought that it would not be ready when they announced it. But I think so much stuff at that event was announced way too early and we still haven't seen it. But I'd love to know, would you like to see more of Duffy? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that in the comments below. Remember to go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. Like, follow and subscribe, and I shall see you guys soon. Later.